You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The National Party is releasing a draft of a members' bill. It would require every primary and intermediate school to offer one or more second languages from a list of at least 10 national priority languages. This policy was actually announced during the electoral campaign back in August and already then drew criticism, mainly from teachers' unions. I spoke to New Zealand's Principals Federation President Fetu Cormick and started by asking him to share his thoughts on the draft bill.
I think that the previous government and Nikki Kaye are out of touch with reality. The reality is that schools and our education system are facing many challenges at the moment, and until we acknowledge and recognise that, things aren't going to improve with what's happening in schools. We are of the belief that second languages, however, do support cognitive development in young people. And we know that from international research, having more than one language is helpful and beneficial to young learners. We currently have three official languages, Te Reo Māori and New Zealand Sign Language being two of those, and at the moment we don't have enough teachers to be able to teach Te Reo Māori. Nationally we have a teaching shortage, and until those issues are resolved we won't have people to actually teach these second languages. So we're really interested in a conversation with government, Ministry of Education, about how this might be done.
The bill says that they will list 10 national priority languages. So they include sign language and Te Reo, but there would also be Mandarin, French, Spanish, Japanese or Korean. And obviously, would that mean that every school has to offer at least one of them? Or do you think it means that all of those would have to be on offer and then that would mean a lot of teachers having to be available? And
okay, so with legislation would mean that would require schools to do what this bill is asking. It's suggesting that one of or some of the languages would be taught. My question is, where are these teachers going to come from to teach these languages such as Mandarin, French, etc.? We know that there aren't enough teachers to teach Te Reo Māori, which is one of our official languages. And so with the teaching supply crisis, we don't have young people wanting to come to teaching for a whole range of reasons, and until those are addressed, I'm not entirely sure where these teachers are going to come from. So it would be an interesting conversation into the future. There were some budget statements made around how much is it going to cost over 4 years. The previous government said around $160 million over 4 years. The current government are talking about $117 million per year. And that's a heck of a lot of money, which could go a long way to sorting out our special education crisis, which is happening in schools at the moment. And also principals are facing challenges every day balancing their budgets. So there are many challenges in this this area. But until we get Te Reo Māori, New Zealand Sign and English sorted in our schools, we really need to be thinking carefully about how this new policy might roll out.
Because what do you think of those numbers that you just quoted, the 160 or 117 million? Do you think that would be enough?
I have no idea, and that's an issue for the government to resolve. The point I wanted to make is that it's a heck of a lot of money which could be used right here and now to resolve our special education crisis and insufficient funds for schools to be able to do to provide a really quality education for our young people.
So it's it's not just about language. It would that money, you would like this money to be going into general education.
Indeed. And so the point is that the money could be better spent elsewhere. But that doesn't negate the conversation that probably needs to be to happen around second language learning. If we are going to be required to teach one of these languages that are proposed, then the question is, where are the human beings coming from to be able to do this? And what level of, and quality of language instruction will actually be given to our young people? Is it going to be in depth and enable children to become truly fluent in these other languages, or is it just going to be the basics that are taught? And so we might know how to say good morning and goodbye in Japanese. We might be able to count to 20 in French. What is the level of expertise and fluency that's going to be expected of our young people?
So obviously this is still very vague. Nikki Kaye said that she would consult widely before putting the bill into the ballot for private members' bill. So am I right to assume that you expect to be consulted and that you would very much like to be?
Absolutely. The profession needs to be consulted with around such an important idea. The National Party actually wasn't that great at consulting previously around any ideas that they had. Our new government, I read a comment this morning that our new Minister of Education hadn't been consulted with this idea from Nikki Kaye. So, you know, let's have a conversation, let's work in partnership, because ultimately this is about ensuring that our young people, our beautiful children in our schools, get the very, very best education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.